In this week's Religion Roundup, pastors offer mixed responses to Republican transports of migrants to Democratic-run jurisdictions, while a faith-led group seeks missing migrants in the U.S.-Mexico desert. And Pope Francis calls for peace in Ukraine. Is it cruel or harmless? As Republican governors ramp up their transports of migrants to Democratic-run jurisdictions, the practice is getting mixed reactions from Christian leaders. Some depict the actions as inhumanely exploiting vulnerable people for political ends. Others say it's a harmless way of calling attention to immigration's impact on states near the border. Domingo Garcia, president of the League of United Latin American Citizens, says the transports are unchristian.
Jesus would be very ashamed of these two governors if he saw how they were treating refugees, since Jesus and his family were refugees once. And it's against what we're taught in the Bible and what we're taught as American history about what that Statue of Liberty stands for and what Christian charity is about.
One pastor says, quote, "Government officials who refuse to fulfill their biblical responsibility to protect our borders should be made to feel the effects of their lawless policies." Another countered that, quote, "You shouldn't be loading people up and treating them as political groups." Meanwhile, this summer has been especially lethal for migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border illegally. In Arizona, migrants who get sick or injured while walking dozens of miles across essentially uninhabited desert are often abandoned by their smugglers. But one Pentecostal pastor in Tucson and his small group of volunteers is trying to bring comfort to missing migrants' families by going on grueling desert hikes to find traces of their relatives. He has received more than 400 calls from distressed families since March alone and found the remains of dozens since last year.
A tragic war originata dall'invasione dell'Ucraina.
Pope Francis has begged for an end to what he calls Russia's senseless and tragic war in Ukraine as he arrived in the former Soviet Republic of Kazakhstan. He participated in a government-sponsored interfaith meeting during his three-day trip. I'm Walter Ratliff.